It's time for Insights with Zion Matthew, exclusively on In Season.
Good morning, Zion. How are you doing?
Good morning, and I'm well. How are you, Saki?
I am good. I am good. How is your Thursday morning so far?
It's been amazing. We are busy rolling out our I Am Legacy Learnership Program with high schools around the Western Province, and it's been absolutely phenomenal. We trained over 1,000 kids at Manenberg High School in this last week.
Sure.
It's been phenomenal to see God change and impact a generation.
That is amazing. And speaking about change and impacting, what are we talking about this morning?
We're talking about a very controversial topic. Am I crazy or am I prophetic?
Ooh.
Because many, many times people cannot differentiate when they're hearing from God. Is it the devil? Is it themselves? And today we're going to dive right in and we're going to hear what the Lord is going to say to everyone.
All right. Just jumping straight in. What does it mean to be prophetic?
What does it mean to be prophetic? The Bible says in the book of Amos chapter number 3, Saki, the Lord will do nothing unless he first declares his words to his prophets.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to be prophetic, that means that you are able to hear from God and decipher what is the Lord saying.
Yeah.
Now, every single one of us are supposed to hear from God, but not every one of us are necessarily prophetic. So God can speak to us through various channels. He can speak to us through prophetic writings. And we see that the entire compilation of scripture is prophetic. God can speak to you while you are praying. God can speak to you through the arts. You know, you can be driving in the middle of a road and God will speak to you. You see a car going past and it said, you are favored. God is trying to get something to you. Nothing is a coincidence. You know, God will be able to give you wisdom that is out of your pay grade.
Mm.
That simply means that you will be able to know things that you're not supposed to know. And that is the beautiful realm of the prophetic, that God wants us to live in alignment with heaven's agenda. Let me say that again.
Mm-hmm.
To be prophetic is to live in alignment with heaven's agenda.
Sure.
Discerning and declaring God's purposes in every area of our lives. You know, the prophetic brings divine solutions to earthly problems. Have you ever been, any one of our listeners, go ahead and share this broadcast right now.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been in a circumstance in your life where you cannot find the way out? You can maybe go to bed one night and in a dream, God will reveal to you the solution to the problems. Or you'll be standing in the shower one day and you've been asking the Lord so many questions about this and that, and boom, the answer comes. What has happened? You appeared into the realm of the prophetic where solutions for that problems are released. Now, being prophetic is not just foretelling the future.
Okay.
It is interpreting God's heart and mind for your present moment. It's a lifestyle that reflects God's voice and God's heart towards you. You know, and we have got to be able to understand. And let me say it like this. For every problem on the earth, there is a solution in the heavens that requires a prophetic incubator.
Sure.
Now, Jesus could have not even been born until Gabriel came to Mary and announced prophetically that Jesus was going to be born.
Yeah.
So God can do nothing unless he first announces it to a prophetic person or to a prophet. And it's a beautiful dimension. It's an absolutely beautiful realm.
Sure. Listen, if you are joining us this morning through Facebook or YouTube, make sure that you are tagging someone that you are thinking about or everyone to make sure that they are part of this chat. Now, for those who are listening, Zion, and they want to know, is having the gift of the prophetic for everyone or just a selected few?
You know, in our day and age, many of the prophetic voices that we see sadly make it as if it's an elite gift.
Mm-hmm.
But Apostle Paul writes in the book of Corinthians, I wish that you all would prophesy. Now, not everybody is necessarily a prophet, but the Lord says that we should prophesy. Everybody should prophesy. So every believer has access to the prophetic because the Spirit of the Lord dwells inside of them.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, while not everybody is prophets, everyone can be prophetic through their unique gifts, such as intercession, prayer, creativity, or leadership. Now, this is so exciting because even in business, and I'm a business person, Saki, God can give you insights. Don't get into business with that person. You just have that feeling, that sense, you know, don't marry that person.
Mm.
Let's break it down to the very, very finer details, you know, that person is wrong for you. And many, many people second guess that prophetic anointing, but it's the Holy Ghost that is actually warning us and speaking to us in the recesses of our hearts, you know, beginning to reveal the future to us.
Yeah.
Now, the prophetic is so powerful because it allows the believer to discern God's voice in their lives and to also partner with God to see what God's intention for you become a reality. Go ahead and share this broadcast, yeah, listeners, because somebody needs to hear this right now. Listen, the prophetic empowers believers to bring transformation and divine solutions in areas of their family, business, education, and media. Let me just share this with you, Saki. Many, many years ago, you know, God spoke to me that he, yeah, was going to usher me into a particular dimension, you know, with regards to recording music.
Yeah.
And the night before, God did something phenomenal for me. I had a dream. I had a dream that I met this man for the very first time, and this man walked up to me and he said to me, "Zion, I am going to give you a recording contract free of charge." So what happened? God literally gave me 24 hours, mm-hmm, of warning to prepare for this meeting with this man. And many people are missing their destiny helpers because they are ignoring the realm of the prophetic in their lives. Long and short of the story, 24 hours later, I met this man, and the dream that I had for a recording contract became a reality because I saw it in a dream.
Mm.
Now, the prophetic grace is distributed in diverse measures and functions, making it accessible to everyone in the body of Christ. You know, Saki, I was studying in university and I was working and I was studying at the same time. And if I were to tell you, Saki, that God began to show me the questions that would come out in those exams in a dream, I would also be reading through, wow, a book. And the Lord will say, "Don't worry about learning that. Don't worry about that. But that, focus on." And I can tell you, I'm busy with my PhD currently.
Oh, wow.
And I'm asking the Lord, "Lord, you show me what I need to focus on. Show me what I need." Because this realm gives you an extraordinary edge,
yeah,
in life.
Yeah.
And it's what the Spirit of God comes to do. The Bible says the Spirit of God is our helper.
Mm-hmm.
So the prophetic realm is there to help propel you into everything that God has planned for your life. Listen, God is not looking for another prophet because he's raising up a prophetic people. Let me say it again.
Yep.
God's not looking for another prophet. God is raising up a prophetic people. How are we going to live on the edge? Joseph, in his lifetime, he was able to discern the dream of Pharaoh. Daniel was able to discern the dream of Nebuchadnezzar.
Yeah.
We are going to be the people that's going to live on the cutting edge. That's going to give us that extraordinary advantage.
Mm.
It's so powerful, man.
True. Listen, it is Insights with Zion. We're live on Facebook and YouTube. This morning's topic is, am I crazy or am I prophetic? And he's just breaking that down for us this morning. Now, Zion, why are so few churches these days operate in the prophetic? I think that is a question, you know, that many people are posing this morning.
I think also there is an extreme right now in the body of Christ. We have two elements that is at play: the real prophetic voice of God and false prophets.
Mm.
And I think because of the extreme of false prophets and false prophecy, and where people use prophetic utterance to manipulate and bind people, many, many traditional mainline churches stay clear from the prophetic, and they only focus solely on traditional teaching, overlooking the diverse expression of the prophetic, such as prophetic arts, business,
yeah,
and even the spirit of prophecy. And then also people have a fear of misinterpretation or the abuse of prophetic gifts, and that has led to the suppression of the prophetic culture in different churches. And then also churches fail to recognize and nurture non-traditional prophetic expressions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, also when God is raising up prophetic voices, those prophetic voices, and there are many prophetic people that are listening to me today from around the world and that will watch this replay. Many prophetic voices are not trained in the prophetic. You have to be trained by someone that understands the dimension, a credible voice. I must classify that,
yeah,
it must be a credible voice. We are not looking for fortune tellers.
Mm-hmm.
We are not looking for people that will throw bones and give us,
yeah,
some kind of prediction of the future. Those that has their foundations rooted in the Word of God. You know, there's also a lack of teaching about the prophetic and how we could actually grow in our prophetic gifts. And
mm-hmm,
the prophetic is a frequently misunderstood subject. And it's seen as only for prophets, some big name, you know, or we're getting a prophet into our church today. But we've got to be able to understand this, Saki. Being prophetic is not something spooky or something for the elite. It is living naturally, supernatural.
Sure, it is living naturally, supernatural. Now, you mentioned something about, you know, the prophetic being trained to operate in that dimension. How do I know that I'm called to be in the prophetic? What are the signs?
Look, Saki, I believe, I'm not saying that this is mentioned in scripture, but I believe prophets are born. Uh-huh. You know, you are born with it. It's a gift that comes from God. I know I was born as a prophet because when I look back in my life, mm-hmm. from the time I was a little kid, I would tell my parents this and this is going to happen. And true, it would happen, you know. Mm-hmm. And I know many, many people, and people might be watching this, will still have problems. Oh, God doesn't use prophets today. The prophets ended in the Bible, you know, and that's okay, yeah. you know, to each of his own. But me growing up, understanding that I knew things that I wasn't supposed to know as a kid. And then I would know things by the Spirit of God. You know, I would walk into a room. I'll never forget the very first time I started to prophesy. I was actually ministering at a women's conference. Mm-hmm. I think I was 22 years old. Nizan was ministering at a women's conference, right? And I'll never forget that that was something, a defining moment in my life. I was ministering there, and right in front of me, I had an open vision. And I saw the house number of this particular person and the street name. I even saw the color of the walls that was in this person's living room. And I called it out, I mean, up to the tree that was growing in their backyard. Sure. It was a fruit tree. And I was like, my God, what is this? Is this my imagination? And I called it out by faith, because the prophetic dimension works with faith. Mm-hmm. You believe that God is speaking to you and you activate it. Yeah. And I called this out. I called this out, and boom, there comes this lady here. And she said, everything that was said. And I was like, Lord, that is the realm of the word of knowledge. And that is part of the prophetic dimension. And then I started to grow my gift. Mm-hmm. I started to grow it. I started to believe that what I was hearing was actually the Lord. And for 25 years, by the grace of God, you know, we were able to develop the prophetic gift grounded in the word of God, connected to the body of Christ, accountable to the elders of the church. Yeah. And I must say that very, very importantly, accountable to the elders of the church of Jesus Christ. We cannot just be some prophet like a fortune teller or a palm reader that parks off our caravan in the corner of the street and, you know, wanting to give out prophecies. I see this on social media. Oh, can I prophesy? No. We have got to be connected and accountable to the church of Jesus Christ. Run from anybody that is not connected, somebody that is not vetted, somebody that is not accountable to anybody. Run from that person. I do not care how great their gift is. Now, so I'm new. Sure. So one of the strong signs of knowing about the prophetic is to have a strong inclination to knowing the future, understanding that God speaks to different ways. And then you also have a strong burden. I'll never forget in 1999, I had a dream about a nightclub in Durban catching on fire and young people dying in that. And a week later, on the 21st of September, 1999, it truly, truly happened. But when God gave me that dream, I picked up the burden of the Lord to begin to pray. And yes, there were lives lost. But because somebody picked up the heartbeat of God and began to pray against it, the damage or the catastrophe did not happen in the extent that it could have happened if someone did not pick up the heartbeat of God. And if you want to find a true prophet, that true prophet must also be an intercessor to pick up the heartbeat of God, not to prophesy for fame, for money, for likes, for PayPal amounts deposited in their bank accounts. You know, we must be able to pick up the heartbeat of God and begin to hunger for the things of God. When you leave my presence, if you come into one of our meetings, you must never be going back talking about how great Zion is. Mm-hmm. You must go back with a hunger, a deeper desire for the holy presence of the Lord. God said to Jeremiah, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you and I called you to be a prophet to the nations. Check this out. The greatest way to access the prophetic is through intimacy with God.
Sure. Can you say that again, that last part?
The greatest way to access the prophetic is through intimacy with God.
Come on, man. Sure, we've got just a few minutes left together. Now, for those who want to know, can one walk in the prophetic in every sphere of their lives outside the four walls of a church setting?
This is beautiful. I would say absolutely. Most people, we would just relegate the prophetic office or the prophetic mantle or the gift or the spirit of prophecy just to the four walls on a church, somebody prophesying on a Sunday morning over you. No, God wants us to live prophetically every single day of our lives to impact your family. Listen, I knew through the spirit of prophecy that my mother would be able, while she was praying, she would see me doing nonsense somewhere. God would reveal it to her.
Yeah.
And this is how God help you save your family. Don't drive on that street today. I saw an accident happening. We have got to be able to, even in business, there are some contracts you should never enter into. There's some deals. If you feel that breathing in your spirit, you know that is the prophetic realm being activated. Listen, also to prophetic intercession. You pray prophetically for people. Saki, many times people will come to me and they say, Zion, this person is very seriously in hospital. Pray for them. The first thing I will ask the Lord in prayer and intercession, Lord, is this unto death? So prophetically, we can inquire of the Lord regarding the future. Now, so we've got to be able to understand that prophetic wisdom equips us to solve problems. And in every sphere of our lives, Jesus said, we are the light of the world, a city set on the hilltop. And check this out. Prophetic people do not speak about the future. Prophetic people speak from the future.
Sure.
Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing. Now, because of time, I want to wrap this here. How can I then develop a prophetic gift or develop my prophetic gift rather?
Number one, spending time in the presence of the Lord. What's on him rubs up on you when you are in his presence. Number two, you've got to know the word of God. Any prophecy that is outside the word of God is a false prophecy. God ain't going to tell you that somebody else must leave their wife and marry you. That ain't God. That's sure. Another voice. You've got to be in the word of God. Surround yourself with prophetic communities. Our ministry is a prophetic ministry. Everyone that comes and joins us all of a sudden gets caught up in the realms of dreams. God speaks to them because that culture of the prophetic is being made manifest in their lives. It's contagious. It has the transference of the atmosphere upon people. Then step out in faith and practice your prophetic gift in small, practical ways. Now, don't go give the president of South Africa a prophetic word if you've never prophesied before. You've got to practice it, and you've got to be able to perfect it in grace. And be patient with the process. God often uses seasons of preparation to build character and depth in the prophetic. And check this out. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 4:14, do not neglect your gift. Last thing I'll leave with you. The prophetic is more than just speaking on God's behalf. It is God speaking to you and you responding to him. Check this out, Saki. It's a holy love affair.
Sure, that is amazing. And that, of course, is how we wrap up this morning's segment of Insights with Zion, titled Am I Crazy or Am I Prophetic? If you missed it, do not worry. It is up on our Facebook and also on our YouTube page. Quickly, in less than 30 seconds, what are you guys up to this weekend?
I want to invite everyone that is in Cape Town. We are starting our Holy Convocation weekend conference this weekend. It's happening at Awake the Nations, our brand new venue, 31 Kimberley Street, starting tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Saturday morning, every woman, it's called our Yermi Raw Women's Outpouring Warrior Bride Arising, free of charge, 10 a.m. and Sunday, 5 p.m. for the official launch of our new building. I'm inviting you. I want to see you there. Come get into the glory. Revival is here, and Awake the City is ready to receive you.
Thank you, Saki, for this phenomenal opportunity.
CCFM, the best radio station in all of South Africa. May the grace and the peace of the Lord be with you always, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much. And to everyone who was tuned in on our Facebook, I see Rochelle with a message saying it's a holy love affair. Love that one. Varno, absolutely loving this segment this morning. Say amen and amen and amen. Lorianne, just sharing with some love, saying love this prophet. Listen, if you missed it, you can catch it on our Facebook and YouTube. And of course, Zion will be back next week. Same time, same place. God willing. Take care.